Oh, ugh. This bed smells like cum. You didn't jack off this morning, did you? Wait, I smell clean. What happened last night? I smell food, too.
Coffee, please. Oh, it's already made? I've told you I love you, right? What's for breakfast? Full English? You only make full English when you want something. Last time you made me a full English, you convinced me to do one of those tough mutters. Oh, God. Hold on. I remember last night. Unfortunately, it's because I'm looking at the sausage. After I showered last night, you had this grin on your face that I thought was just because of how much cum you had blasted on me. Right now, I'm only listening to you because the coffee's fresh and the food is good. I said I'm not making an OnlyFans. A podcast about what? My sex life? You're kidding, right? No one is going to listen to that. Wait, what? You, my friend, are not allowed to say those things to me. I think we're just overreacting due to a possible bad decision last night, and... No, except for mocking you last night, I was embarrassed telling you that story. If I wasn't drunk, I probably would have been scared. I don't know, clubbing me with your cock? I know I'm reaching here. It's just embarrassing, and I was raised not to really talk about this kind of thing. I mean, what do I have to do with this podcast? Talk about sex and get interrupted with stupid questions? Why do we have to record it? What do you mean you already have a proposal set up? It's on your tablet? Okay. Shut up and let me read. Keep my coffee filled, thank you. And let me eat. Okay. Sleeping, looking freshly fucked. You shouldn't say those things. I will have you know, after you fell asleep, I did make myself come. I was seriously considering testing if it was really one and done, and that made me come hard. So yes, I might have looked freshly fucked. You drafted this up about an hour before you started cooking? You've got these skills. Why aren't you using them to get yourself a good job instead of using them to have your friend talk about sex? If that makes pie charts fun, more power to you. Oh, you also made a pie? How do we know I won't sound horrible? You know more about this audio thing than I do. You're going to let me into your office with my coffee? This is fucking serious for you. Okay, so what now? Wait, why do I have to wear headphones? That title sucks. We'll think of a title if I do wind up agreeing to this. Oh, we're recording? Shit! I mean, can I curse? You don't have cameras or anything in here, do you? I'm sitting here drinking coffee, wearing one of your oversized shirts, and no underwear. I don't want to do some flashing live stream. You are not putting that out there. Okay. What story? Hurry up before I lose my nerve. You know, I should charge you for this. Put your phone away. I'm not charging you for this. Hurry up. Oh. My first orgasm from another person? I told you this story already. I wasn't kidding when I made that crack at Mr. McDaniels about the boarding school troupe. Girls did things at night because they're just... weren't any boys. I actually avoided a lot of it my junior year, and it wasn't until senior year that I just couldn't. Her name was Mary Apollo. Who is it? Mary, what are you... Why are you crying? Come in, sit down. No, Alice is away this weekend at her parents' house. I am here by myself. Oh, no. Do you want me to beat him up? Thank you for saying that. I mean, I'm not afraid to swing my softball bat when necessary, but I don't want to have to explain it to the police again. Oh, I didn't tell you about that. We had a peeping Tom at our school. I took him out with my softball bat. Mark McGuire home run swing. After that, instead of calling campus police, girls called me because I was way more effective. It was not hot. Look, we'll debate the merits of abusing creeps another time. That's not what we're recording here. So Mary was dumped by her boyfriend because she wouldn't let him come into the dorm, which, you know, good for her. However, she locked herself out of the room and her own roommate was out. Of course, Mary. Yeah, you can stay the night. You can just let yourself into your room in the morning. It's not like you were out past curfew and you weren't sneaking in or anything. Yeah, you can sleep in Alice's bed. Promise you won't laugh. Okay, I'm playing this stupid video game called Diablo 2. Basically, it's just killing a bunch of demons, picking up gear, killing more demons, getting more gear. It's dumb, stupid, and I love it. I love the repetitive, mindless violence. Yeah, my best friend got me hooked on it, so we're playing co-op. Yes, this was the night I suddenly disappeared from our Diablo co-op. Here, wipe your face. Smile. Think about it this way. You wound up escaping a loser, and you stood up not only for yourself, but for anyone else that was in this building. Of course I'll give you a hug. I'm a hugger. Oh my God, do you want to hear this or not? Yes, I'm not a hugger, but the girl needed a damned hug. Damn. Are you sure you don't need me to beat him up? That was a powerful hug, and... I did like that. Mary and I didn't actually talk much for the rest of the night. It was just kissing and dry humping and heavy petting. It was nice. Her leg was between my thighs, and I basically humped her thigh until I came, and then she did the same.
Your turn.
We slept in my bed that night, but I had to change and wash the blankets on my roommate's bed. We were actually still too shy to even watch each other change into our clothes to sleep in, but it was nice to give someone a kiss goodnight and be stacked up on the bed. There. Is that what you wanted from me? Why are you looking at me like that? What's that? Shit! We didn't kiss last night, did we? Oh, is this still recording? Why is it still recording? Don't shush me. What are you doing to me? If I turn around and bend over, you better be fucking me and not teasing me. You got that? Stop teasing me. The mic has to still be in front of my holy fucking stop. No, I wanted just that, but I need to adjust. Fuck. You drove right down to the hilt. Okay. Oh, shit. I could see you in that mirror. Fuck, we look hot. Fuck. Harder. 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 Fuck. Keep doing that shit. I feel your balls slapping my clit. It feels so fucking good. You're so fucking deep. That's it. Pull my hair. Harder, you fucker. I'm not a little girl. I'm a grown fucking woman. Fuck me with that log between your legs. Do it. Do it. I'm coming. I'm gonna come on your cock. Thank you. You fuck. I didn't didn't know I needed this. Fuck. How are you fucking with my cunt quivering like this? That's it. Grab my tits. Just like that. Fuck. It's keeping coming. Fuck. Don't you dare stop fucking me. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Yes. Fucking yes. Do that. Do that. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. You're gonna say something stupid and ruin this. Don't say a goddamn word. Don't. Don't you move. Don't you dare move. Don't you dare move. I feel it shooting inside me. I feel your cock ripple inside me as you're fucking filling me up. Holy fucking shit. Holy. Your cum made me come. I never. Yeah, I'm on birth control. I never let anyone come in me before now. The look in that mirror, I knew you were gonna fucking apologize and ruin the experience. I trust you that you don't have anything. And it is now recorded for posterity. Okay, that was fucking hot. Okay. I'll do the goddamn podcast. Next week on Juniper's Branching Out. Ow! Ow! Why does someone with cheeks that chubby have a face that hurts?